all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Show radio and video, we got it going on this week for real, man. Thank you for y'all test feedback last week. We fixed the timestamp issue. It's gonna be fixed now. Boss and Bone in video and radio for you, podcast world, YouTube world, Facebook Live world. We're here. Bone, how you like it now, man? Radio and video.
Yeah, man, it's pretty tight, man. I rewatched our show from last week. It was pretty tight to see the video aspect of it. So I'm on board with this. I'm here to help this failing show, and let's go, man.
No doubt. Well, folks, you've been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report, all Florida Man news. First story, Bone, is this. Florida man arrested after going Grand Theft Auto on I-95, shooting up cars for no reason. Said, quote, the movement of the cars sickens me.
It's just one of those things where I guess life imitates art. He's probably playing, you know, a whole lot of GTA right now during pandemic. Probably got bored as hell. So you know what? I'm gonna reenact this live now and in person.
Exactly. On I-95 north of Miami going crazy. Like, for real, my man? For real? Like, oh my God. Bone, this is a story gonna make us both cringe. Florida woman arrested after tearing skin from Florida man's privates during a domestic dispute.
you mean Terrence Skinner from where? Because there are three options in that region. There, you know what I'm saying? If there's Frank and the Beans. So she, where's that skin coming from?
All of the above.
How do you allow that? And was he like unconscious? Because how do you allow someone to grab your junk, first of all, and then just start peeling away at your skin? How do you allow that?
I don't know. I would have been fighting back. Out. I don't hit women, but I wasn't fighting back at that point.
That's an absolute, you're going to get what you're going to get kind of thing. You know, if you peel off my skin, off my genitals, man. We got to fight.
Yeah, we got to fight. Like, no, it ain't going to happen. Not happening, Captain. Woo-wee. Florida man arrested after loading up ex's house with a swarm of bees after a bad breakup.
Yo, I've been wondering where are all the murder hornets gone? Because we haven't heard from the hornets in about a month or two. So that's probably where they are. They're probably in that lady's house.
Exactly. Like, my man, that is crazy. Oh, here we go. Our resident story of the week that comes from the world of wrestling. Florida man arrested for spearing pastor during outdoor service for not giving him extra bread and wine.
Ah, he wasn't hungry and thirsty, man. He wasn't thinking about Jesus' blood and body. He was just caring about that food, man, that grub. You know, hey, times is hard right now, man. That's probably his only meal of the day, man. He probably want a little extra on the side, you know? But the spear, I want to know, is this spear like Edge? Or is this spear like Rhino? Remember Rhino?
Yeah, the gore.
So what kind of spear was it? I want to know, is it Rhino or is it Edge?
I don't know that part, but okay, note to Florida pastors. No outdoor services. This counts for talking. Let's do online and in a secure place where they can't find you. Because you will get speared, rock bottomed, cheered, hit with a sledgehammer, stone cold stunned. You're not going to survive. I'm just saying, Florida bastard. Just saying. Oh my goodness. Florida man paints mural in courthouse depicting the KKK because they serve vigilante policing on lawless slaves and get sued.
You painted the KKK?
Yes. Mural of the KKK inside of the courthouse in Florida.
And has it been since taken down, or are they proud of it?
Took it down, but they're suing to get it back up.
Of course they are, Florida. Florida, y'all are going to be on the wrong side of history, man. When this is all done, and when our kids have kids, and the reading online, y'all have been on the wrong side of this one. That's ridiculous, man. They're fighting for it to put back up.
Yes.
Florida's bartering.
Yes. Woo-wee. Florida woman at Walmart calls mask wearers cult members after being asked to leave the store for not wearing a mask.
Yeah, she's tight, man, because Walmart finally woke up and was like, you know what? We're going to all mask up while you're on our premises. So people are tight, man. I actually dared to go out last week to a Walmart. And everyone was masked up finally. So I was happy to see that. I didn't want to go, but I kind of had to for an emergency for my son's eyewear. Didn't want to go out, but it was good to see that people actually were listening and actually being safe and being unselfish, man. It's not just for you. It's for everyone around you. You're selfish if you don't mask up.
Unfortunately, here in Georgia, going to Walmart means nobody has on a mask because the governor is suing the mayor of Atlanta for wearing mandated mask wearing. So, yeah, in Georgia, the Walmart people is hit or miss, unfortunately, in Georgia.
Yeah, that's because Georgia and Florida are kissing cousins. So when one does one thing, the other one will follow. That makes sense.
Most definitely. Okay. Shaking, yelling Florida man is arrested after he swatted away the hand of a deputy who was trying to get him to calm down and back away from her.
Oh, the woman?
Yeah. The man stopped the woman officer away trying to help him.
Oh, wow.
Got taken out for it.
Took it out, so I'm saying that, was he, like, of our ilk?
No, he was not.
So he was just tackled and just calmed down, right? He wasn't tased or shot or beat?
Nah, he was taken to the courthouse and, right,
I guess that's nice. You know, I wouldn't know what that feeling would be like, I guess, to actually assault an officer of the law and just be calmly just taken to the ground. That would be nice.
Exactly. Woo! didn't we? Florida man is arrested after grabbing a neighbor by the arm and taking away her phone she was using to record him arguing with his wife and touch himself.
So the neighbor was recording him?
Yes.
So she was like a Karen ilk?
Yes.
Okay. And so the neighbor was one of us?
No.
Wow, really? I didn't know Karens can film, you know, their own ilk. I thought Karens only out to film us.
Yeah. So he was mad about the filming. He grabbed her arm and while he was still touching himself, which is...
I mean, it's a Tuesday in Florida, but I'm just impressed that she was filming one of her own, because that's usually reserved for us, I thought, to get filmed on all things.
I thought so, too.
I guess a little progress in that way.
Oh, goodness gracious, Bone. This is bad. Florida man arrested in Walmart after he pulled a gun on a patron who told him to wear a mask.
Of course he did. So this is America, and that's my right. If I want to die, I want to die. If I want to get everyone sick, I want to get everyone sick. That's my right as an American.
Yes.
Of course. So your reasoning is you're going to pull out a gun on someone who wants to protect and have safety for all of us, including your dumb self.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, my goodness. Standing Walmart, Bone. Florida man arrested for pulling out his junk in a little Walmart saying, quote, come get the cure for the virus right here.
What kind of cure is he giving out? Is that an injection? Is that a spray?
Exactly.
What kind of cure is he giving out, man? I mean, I want a part of either one. I'm just curious.
I don't know where his mission was that one. My man, no. I don't want your cure. I don't want no parts of your cure. I'll take my chance to win a mask.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. A Florida man has been arrested after being caught on video breaking into 9 cars, additionally attempting to break into 44 other cars at the same location. And unfortunately, Bone, he's a viral.
So he's boosting cars. Was it like initiation or a dare? What's going on?
He's trying to get the hook up on selling cars from the tote the note lot over there by his crib.
So he's like selling for parts, a chop shop kind of thing?
I have no idea what my man was on.
Because he's trying to get 44 cars, right? 44?
He already did 9. Trying to get 44 more.
Woo! My man was going for it. I see people are just too bored at home playing GTA. Man, stay your bus inside and just do virtual stuff, man.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Florida man home industry gone wrong. Florida man arrested after extracting 10 teeth from a unknowing patron who came to his house for an extraction.
Unknowing. So the person went there, the victim went there to get his teeth pulled?
Thought he was a real dentist, but he really one of these country, rural, old home dentists that don't really have no license.
Look, folks, when you go to like down some old dirt road and you're going to someone's beat up house, and going to their front door, and like you see, like there are cars on center blocks and everything. You see chickens running around the property or something, whatever. Listen, that's not a real office, y'all. That's not a real dentist's office. That is bootleg. So you kind of get what you get with a kind of thing like that.
Exactly. Man, oh man. Florida man is arrested after flinging his Johnson juice at a woman in Publix.
Oh, that's a fight. In the Publix?
Yes.
That's a fight, man. Look, I don't know who you are or what you're about. That's a fight. You gonna start flinging sludge at people, man?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's disgusting. That's a fight. That's when you have to cut off someone's Johnson. That's the time when someone's Johnson has to get cut off. Because you know when they're slinging sludge at you, when they're slinging that sludge at you, you gotta cut it off, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. That's terrible. Oh my god. Florida man is arrested after assaulting woman during arguing over a TV remote.
Ah.
The remote could not be found. They got to arguing about it.
Yeah, I've been there. I mean, I've never been that level where you're throwing hands, but man, that remote, listen, it's not like when we were kids, you just get up off the couch and push that button or turn a knob. Man, if that remote is gone, it's like you're stuck on one channel pretty much. I should get up every time. So I'm I'm not saying you should fight over that, but I've been there where arguments, you know, get a little hot because that remote, man, sometimes it's life sometimes.
Exactly. This story is worse. Florida man arrested for dumping Johnson juice on woman at Panera Bread.
No. Listen, again, that's a time where someone has to go get that scalpel and go to work, you know, and you know, be surgical about it, because if you're throwing your juice around people, and listen, there are things that I'd rather get punched, man. I'd rather get slapped than have someone start slinging sludge on me, man. That's just ridiculous, man.
Oh my God. This story is so layered, it's terrible. Florida man cuts off his own Johnson after being stone cold stunned by a Walgreens patron over the last box of Rice Krispie treats. What?
No, first of all, those treats are popping, so I'd be a little upset too. But listen, you're gonna get stone cold stunned, right? And then, so on top of getting stunned, you're gonna wake up out of that stupor, and say, you know what I need to do next? I'm gonna cut my own Johnson. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Oh my God, like, what are we doing in Florida? Why?
Oh my goodness.
And once again, what will you carry with you to cut off your old Johnson at Walgreens?
And why aren't you stopping? Like, if I get nicked with a zipper, I'm crying like a baby. I'm in a ball on the floor. Why are you stopping upon the first cut? What? Like, how?
Yes. Oh, man. Florida man and members organized parties to spread COVID-19 in Hillsborough County, which is Tampa.
They're having COVID parties.
Yes.
Just so they want to get sick.
Yes, to spread it, yes.
They want to spread it. So they want to start like a zombie apocalypse, I guess. That's their goal. Other than being just plumb dumb stupid, like, what other reason is there to want to intentionally get sick and spread it?
I don't understand these people. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I don't get this. It's Florida man behind bars after stealing, get this, $2 million from a Texas school district in an online money heist.
He's trying to steal from the kids, man. He's trying to steal from the children. Mm-hmm. $2 million?
$2
million. He almost got away with it, didn't he?
Almost got away with it, yes.
Listen, man. There's a special kind of place in hell, you know, for that kind of thing, to rob kids, man. To rob kids of things they'll need. And, you know, especially now in this time where a pandemic's happening, where everyone's needy, where everyone has needs. And when you go to school, things aren't going to be the same. That is a special kind of jerk right there. He's a jerk.
Very. Florida man arrested after groping Disney princess in Disney World, saying, quote, "I saw through the dress. She had a wagon."
So he's on the caboose. And let me get on top of that real quick. Ride that train. So that he's one of us?
No.
Oh wow. Okay. Because you know. All right. Well, I didn't think they really liked that kind of thing. That wagon. So all right. So it's never good for sexual assault and groping. That's never good. But he appreciated a good round one. But you know what? You paid a price for that because you're a creep.
Yes. Oh, man, we got two more to go here. Florida man police officer captures a kangaroo on the streets of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. How did a kangaroo get to Fort Lauderdale, Florida? From Australia, maybe somebody flew one over? I don't know how they got there.
Of course there's a kangaroo just roaming down the street in Florida. Of course there's a kangaroo just walking down the street, probably with a marble in his mouth, just chilling, you know, with a fifth in his hands. I mean, it's Florida, man. So there's nothing should be shocking anyone when you hear about a kangaroo that's not native to this land in Florida walking around chilling.
Exactly. The last story is disturbing, Bone. Florida woman tells sheriff deputies that she forgot about the drug pipe that an x-ray apparently found lodged deeply in her anus.
Ooh. So was this the same lady that a while ago her boyfriend set a firecracker in her anus? Is this the same lady? So she has some kind of talent for that, apparently.
Could be. It could be.
I mean.
Oh my God.
And you said deep, huh? How she? I can't even explain. I didn't want to know how she got that deep in her side herself. I don't know.
I'm scared of no bone. Yes. I'm scared of no bone. We've come to the end of this week's report. What is your take for our radio and video audience of this week's boss report, man?
Two things. One thing, I'm disappointed in Kmart. There's no Kmart stories. I thought they were all the way back, but I guess they're not back yet. And second, if anyone's thinking about slinging sludge, you're getting knocked out. I don't know who you are. That's just nasty.
And Florida pastors. You want to only record church from home.
How about that dude that was still hungry and thirsty? He wanted more of that wine and bread, man. It's tough out there. How's it hard for a G?
If you were at church bone, you saw a pastor getting speared or rock bottomed or a stone cold stunned or hit with a sledgehammer, what would you do?
I was just going to say, I'm probably in Florida. Yeah, I'm probably in Florida. If I see this pastor getting a wrestling move put on him, I'm probably in Florida, then. Yeah.
Exactly. But folks, like I said, we're on video and radio now, so you can check us all out. BossmanShow.com. Get all the podcasts and videos you want. Just be on YouTube. So you can always go back and see us, our reactions to how we deal with these stories that are real stories are from the phone. Real stories. They're not fake. They're real. You can Google them and find them. And they're Florida stories. Always come to Florida. They never sleep, never stop. Always going on some bad Florida bone, no matter what time of day it is.
Terrible. And we'll always have content
If we're not full of content, I'll just come to Georgia, because Georgia's right behind.
Georgia's like, hold my beer, Florida, I'm coming for you.
Exactly. So, folks, hope you enjoyed this week's report. Check us out, Boston Bone, BossmanShow.com. We out.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Tear me up, YC.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m. Only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.